currently have our community relations teams out working in those areas, going door to door, making sure that everyone has information concerning registration with FEMA. That is the first step in the process. We need folks to get registered. And in order to do that, they can call 1-800-621-FEMA, or they can go online to www.disasterassistance.gov. Once they've completed that process, an inspector will then be assigned to your registration, and then they will come out to your home for an inspection.
So when the FEMA inspector comes, what should you expect, first of all, in terms of identification?
Well, you need to usually be on site when they come. The inspectors will try to reach you. When you register with FEMA, they give them a contact information. So they will try to set up a specific time so that they can come to your location when you are at that site. They will go through your property and look at the damages. If you have begun repairs, we would really like for you to try to keep all the receipts that you have so that he can look at those receipts. If you've taken photographs, they would like to look at those photographs, especially if you've already made the repairs. You took photographs, obviously, of the damages to your home. That is sort of the first step. And then from that point forward, they will present that information to the main inspectors, and then they will determine whether or not you should be eligible for some sort of compensation from FEMA.
How long does it take for that process to happen?
The inspectors are usually out within a 10-day period after you have registered. Sometimes it can be as short as a few days, but because the damage is so widespread throughout the state, the time may go as far as 10 days, but usually 3 to 5 days.
What kinds of aid does FEMA provide to somebody who may have lost a home or a business?
First of all, if you have insurance, we have to look at what your insurance covers. We can't double the same things that the insurance is covering, but things that may not be covered by your insurance, such as like temporary housing, if you've had to move out of your home or if you've lost your home, you may need to find someplace else to stay. So they can possibly cover temporary housing. They can do basic home repair needs. Any other disaster-related needs that you may have, such as if your car was damaged and you're not able to get from one location to the other, they can help you with some ability to get some transportation. They can give you assistance for if you had a family member that has been killed, they can help provide assistance with funeral expenses. We also work in conjunction with the Small Business Administration. And if you are not eligible for a FEMA grant, or if you have insurance but your insurance doesn't cover the entire amount of your damages, they can give you a low-interest disaster assistance loan if you qualify for it. That's usually between 2 and 3%. So that you could get your home repaired.
FEMA's Renee Bafala says you should ask for ID before allowing anyone onto your property. She also says you need to prove ownership to the FEMA inspector examining your property. If you've lost your documents in the tornadoes, you should go to your local property valuation administrator and get duplicate ownership documentation there. I'm Steve Hirschberg.